Page 49. Listening Extra. Challenges in the 21st Century. C. Listen again and complete the student's notes.
Well, it's just about 3 o'clock, so I'd say we can get started. Good afternoon, and welcome to today's lecture. Today, we're going to be looking at challenges in the 21st century. I'd like to begin by thanking Dr. Marta Calvert for coming. As you may know, Dr. Calvert is an expert in the field of environmental science, and I would imagine that many of you are familiar with her work. She has published several papers on the effects of climate change on coastal communities. I'd say that we're going to learn a lot from her this afternoon. So let me turn it over to her to tell you more about her work.
Thank you. Can the people in the back hear me? I hope so. You can. Great, so let's get started. Now there should be a handout going around. Did everybody get one? Good. Today I want to look at the effects of climate change on temperatures and on sea levels in particular. I'll be talking about the impact of rising sea levels on our lives. First, I'd like to begin by taking a look at some of the research on the rise in sea levels and to put some numbers on it. There are different estimates of the rise in sea levels over the next few decades. In early 2007, the United Nations published a report on the impact of climate change. The report estimated that the world's oceans would likely rise 7 to 23 inches or 18 to 59 centimeters by the end of the century. However, this report did not include the impact of melting ice, especially in Greenland. If this ice melts, then this alone could well cause a rise of at least 16 feet or 5 meters. A more recent study from Norway shows that temperatures have recently been rising faster than ever. If this continues, the report says, sea levels could even rise by 5.3 feet or 1.6 meters by 2100. This research also shows that summer temperatures in the Arctic were higher in the last 40 to 50 years than at any time in the last 2,000 years. Again, if this continues, the study predicts that the Arctic Ocean will likely have no ice at all during the summer months, which will inevitably make the situation worse. Does anyone have any questions or comments? No? In that case, let's move on. Okay. So, I'd like to move on and look at the impact of rising sea levels on four specific areas. First, I'll be talking about the environmental impact, the effects on plants and animals. Second, I want to look at the effect on weather and climate, in particular the effects of floods and storms. Third, I'll talk about the impact on our water supplies. Finally, I'll conclude by considering the economic impact of all of this on industries such as tourism and fishing. So I would imagine many of you...